Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap broadcasted on Saturday, March 30th, 2024. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for all your needs on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. For more details, we invite you to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. In our lead story today, Vanguard Australia has again asserted its commitment to offering investors superior value by slashing the management fee for Australian Government Bond Index ETF to just 0.16% per annum, a substantial decrease of 0.4%. This comes as a part of the company's long-standing tradition of consistently reducing fees, where we've seen over 40 cuts in the past decade. You may recall, Kurt Jack, the head of product offer at Vanguard Australia, has repeatedly emphasized the company's focus on providing expert management and high-value investment experiences. This fee reduction presents an attractive opportunity for investors to stabilize and diversify, especially as we see the Reserve Bank of Australia maintaining steady interest rates, expected to stabilize at higher levels compared to the historic lows of recent years. In our next story, the Financial Services Council, abbreviated as FSC, is seeking reforms to simplify costs associated with superannuation advice. It has called out the existing system's inefficiencies, requiring approval from both advisor and trustee for superannuation advice fees. FSC's CEO, Blake Briggs, has pointed out that these excessive regulations lead to increased compliance costs, thereby making financial advice less accessible for a significant portion of Australians. FSC's proposal to the Assistant Treasurer focuses on eliminating these hurdles, hoping to improve Australians' accessibility to crucial financial advice. Moving on to the insurance sector, a technological revolution is underway. Artificial intelligence, popularly known as AI, is being adopted by 90% of Australia's insurers to streamline claim resolutions. Our present analysis from Gallagher Bassett shows that chatbots and advanced systems are being deployed to expedite this process. Additionally, AI is enhancing customer service with a 90% adoption rate and is being utilized in almost 58% of risk assessment and claims processing. John White of Gallagher Bassett anticipates this transformative adoption leading to greater efficiency and a data-driven approach in practice, improving the insurer-policyholder relationship. Lastly, touching upon regulatory news, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, commonly known as APRA, has announced an extensive year-long financial resilience assessment set to take place in 2025. This initiative will simulate various scenarios to address the impact of unpredictable incidents on Australia's financial system. APRA Chair John Lonsdale stated that this rigorous assessment will cover beyond the banking sector, including insurers and superannuation funds, and will guide towards a sturdy crisis management framework, therefore enhancing preparedness for any sort of economic and environmental shocks. And that's it for today's Financial Services News Wrap. Be sure to tune in next time for all the news and happenings in the world of finance. From myself, Paige Estrotori, and everyone here at Financial Services Online, we wish you a prosperous day and sound financial decisions.